Thanks for joining us today. I'm Tariq Tahan.
And I'm Maria Robinson. Here are some of the stories we're following for you this morning from the On the Record newsroom.
TMU is celebrating the second annual National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. The day is tomorrow, but the university is marking the day today with a handful of events. Toronto Metropolitan University adopted its current university name in April of last year from its previous name, Ryerson University. Its namesake, Egerton Ryerson, was an architect of the residential schooling system and part of the university's Standing Strong Task Force's recommendation was to rename the school. As part of the second annual day recognized nationally tomorrow, the university is offering experiences for students to learn better about Indigenous culture, as well as ceremony from 9 to 4 p.m. at Cecily.
An update to the story we first brought to you on our website. Toronto police arrested an individual allegedly walking around with an axe along Gerrard Street Monday. The man in his 30s was arrested near Dundas and Victoria Streets and is now in custody. TMU students were advised to avoid the area through an alert from the school's safety app, TMU Safe, and police instructed all individuals to evacuate the building. A day before his arrest, police warned TMU officials that an armed and dangerous man was in the area.
The Eaton Center will host its third annual job fair this Thursday with dozens of participating retailers in fashion, cosmetics, and tech. Stores taking part of the job fair include Abercrombie & Fitch, Michael Kors, Foot Locker, GameStop, Call It Spring, and MAC Cosmetics, among others. Retailers will have dedicated tables to set up across the event space, which will be in front of Eaton Center's Dundas Street entrance, next to Uniqlo. Attendees will have the chance to drop off their resumes directly at the vendor's table, as well as network with hiring staff.
The third event celebrating the 2S LGBTQ plus community happened near Toronto Metropolitan University this Wednesday. It was an opportunity to engage and establish relationships with alumni from the 2S LGBTQ plus community, allies and friends. On the Record's Mackenzie Ribello was there and filed this.
Out at Constantine is an LGBTQS+ community event dedicated to Toronto Metropolitan University alumni and staff. The event is hosted by the Alumni Office and the Positive Space Faculty and Staff Network.
From trans history to sports media to design to HIV/AIDS research, if you are here and doing work in this space, can you please raise your hand? Wow. Please raise your hand.
What a great turnout. Interior designs were led by TMU Alumni Achievement Award recipient and designer Alessandro Munge of Studio Munge.
Congratulations to all involved. In sports, the Canadian women's soccer team secured their spot in the Olympics earlier this week. Canada won 2-1 against Jamaica at BMO Field this Tuesday, also earning them a new record. Playing in front of over 29,000 people, it was the highest attended national team game in Ontario. The team will be headed to Paris 2024 to defend their title as reigning Olympic champions.
The 2023 International Live Journalism Festival was hosted at TMU this Thursday and Friday. It brought together journalists and storytellers from across the world. On the Record's Kayla Fonte attended the opening event on Thursday morning.
The second ever International Live Journalism Festival kicked off at Toronto Metropolitan University on Thursday and wraps up on Friday. The opening event was Against the Current. The show was a reimagining of a 2015 large-scale collaboration between Japanese-Canadian and Indigenous artists in Vancouver's downtown Eastside. It featured Rosemary Georgeson as the storyteller, who told the audience about a shared history of fishing and swimming upstream. She was joined by creative director John Endo Greenway and Toronto-based taiko artist Kiyoshi Nagata. The original show has 50 performers and an Indigenous singing group. The performers used beats of a drum and other instruments to tell stories that were illustrated on a slideshow. Last year, the Live Journalism Festival was hosted in Finland. The event brought together journalists from all over the world to put on shows and engage in discussions on live journalism. For On the Record, I'm Kayla Fonte.
A new $100,000 grant has been introduced to my Toronto Metropolitan University and Brampton Immigration Consultancy to support international students. Two international students per year will be awarded $10,000 each. This program will run for 5 years for a total of $100,000. With rent and basic living expenses increasing, the BIC wanted to create a grant that enables students to focus on their studies. Applications for this grant will be open from October 1st to 31st.
One lucky Canadian will win $68 million playing Lotto 649 this week. Typically, the chances of winning the classic draw are about 1 in 14 million, but the gold ball jackpot is different. The odds of winning depend on how many tickets sell. But one thing is for sure, the gold ball guarantees a winner, making someone an instant multimillionaire.
Lots going on in entertainment this week with some big headlines, including the cancellation of an iconic Canadian news magazine. Here's Drew Annie Glennie for more.
This week, Live Nation Entertainment partnered with singer Willie Nelson for the On the Road Again program. This program eliminates Live Nation's cut of merchandise sales at the club level, as well as giving talent a $1,500 stipend per show. Participating venues in Toronto are History, the Opera House, the Velvet Underground, and the Danforth Music Hall. Live Nation's subsidiary Ticketmaster has also created an initiative to curb its own controversial practices. For Olivia Rodrigo's upcoming Guts tour, tickets will only be available 72 hours in advance in hopes of curbing scalping. Meanwhile, in the United States, the IRS is cracking down on scalpers by implementing a new law taxing anyone who makes over $600 on reselling tickets. One of the linchpins of the Ticketmaster backlash, Taylor Swift, is using her break from touring to watch her rumored No Bows NFL game. Swift attended the Kansas City Chiefs game against the Chicago Bears on September 24th and was seen leaving with tight end Travis Kelce. The pair attended a private party hosted by Kelce at the Prime Social Rooftop along with his family and teammates. In Canadian news, Entertainment Tonight Canada announced on Wednesday that they are ceasing their broadcast after 18 years, citing the cost of producing a daily entertainment news magazine show in a challenging advertising environment. Be sure to tune into On the Record News to get your entertainment fix.
As we head into the weekend, we can expect for temperatures to dip before it gets warmer again. But luckily, things will stay pretty sunny for the GTA. With more on this weekend's forecast, here's Angie Callis.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. This is On the Record Weather. Let's take a look at the highs of today, shall we? Toronto sitting at a high of 18 today, making it the perfect day for a walk in the park while having a light breeze around till sunset. That being said, nearby cities Brampton, Mississauga, Hamilton, and St. Catharines have a slightly cooler high of 17, while Peterborough and Barrie have a high of 15. Now, on to the 5-day forecast of this week. As you can see, for this weekend, we'll be experiencing the low of 14 at night that feels like 11 degrees. However, for all the fall and warm weather lovers out there, I have some good news for you. As the week progresses, our days will be getting slightly warmer with the highs of 26 and 27 for Monday through Wednesday. Enjoy the weather this week. It's going to be a sunny one. I'm Angie Calas for On the Record News. Back to you, Tariq and March.
That's all for On the Record this Friday, September 29th. I'm Tariq Tahan.
And I'm Maria Robinson.
Join us next week as we round out the latest stories. For the latest 24/7, visit ontherecordnews.ca.
From all of us here at On the Record, have a great day.